The recent college admissions cheating scandal has again focused the spotlight on standardized tests like the ACT and the SAT and raised the question, are they fair? If not, is there a more reliable way, besides your high school GPA, for a college to predict if you're a good academic fit? More from Eliza Shapiro, education reporter at the New York Times. Eliza, what did you look at?
So we really took a look at, okay, this college cheating scandal has really surprised and shocked the country, but short of bribing or cheating your way into a college, we wanted to look at basically what's legal. So we focused on the SAT and the ACT, which are really basically the two most controversial exams in American education, in American life. So how does this multi-billion dollar test preparation industry play into how kids actually do on this test? These tests? Are these tests gameable? Are they fair? I mean, I think educators and policymakers have been debating about the SAT and ACT for years. And what I really heard in my reporting was people saying this could be a watershed moment where we've already seen for a few years some big universities like University of Chicago backing away from the SAT and ACT, making it optional in a student's admissions package. And what some advocates are saying is this could be a tipping point in which you see many more schools going test optional because there's so much skepticism and controversy over these exams since, you know, parents were able to pay proctors to impersonate their children and get a high score, all of that. So these exams are really, really under the spotlight now.
Right. But as you point out, I guess these standardized tests like the ACT or the SAT have been fairly accurate predictors of a student's future success. So then what's the school to do?
Yeah, so this is really where the rubber meets the road. I spoke to lots of testing experts who said, listen, there is no perfect standardized test. Tests, even the highest quality tests with the fairest content, they are predictable. You know what's on them year to year. You know what concepts are on them. You can prepare for them. But they said a lot of research has found that if you pair a student's SAT or ACT score with their high school grade point average, those two factors combined will give you a pretty good sense of how well those students will perform in college. So a high school GPA, some studies have shown, could be an even better predictor. But since every high school in America has a slightly different grading system and some high schools are more rigorous than others, a lot of experts believe having one standardized measure is really important. So you have these experts, you know, who study these tests, giving us that perspective, but you also have a lot of frustrated and confused parents and kids here. So I think we're sort of seeing the two sides of that debate coalesce a little bit.
We're speaking with Eliza Shapiro, education reporter at the New York Times. She's written a piece entitled College Cheating Scandal Shows Standardized Test Isn't Always a Fair One. So you referenced high school GPAs. Of course, there are critics now who say too many schools are handing out what A's and B's like candy in some cases.
Exactly. Well, here's a whole nother element of this debate, right? What about grade inflation? If we scrapped the SAT and ACT or which is unlikely, but at least made them optional for more schools, we don't know how much grade inflation can play a role if a kid is giving a school a whole slate of A pluses. And I reference in the story, there's a recent study that showed it's actually the most affluent schools that have had the highest incidence of grade inflation. So that's sort of another unknown element that clouds this debate. I mean, I think it goes back to the idea that there is no perfect, ungameable system here, right? That's why the academics and the experts say the SAT maybe and the ACT maybe as close as we're going to get.
Thanks, Eliza. Eliza Shapiro, education reporter at the New York Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.